sure?
Yep.
Okay. We are in at 7:07. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Adequate notice of excuse me. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975 has been provided by a public notice on May 14, 2017, which was posted on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Donna?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Cody?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tickton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Allenby?
Here. This is a special meeting. The purposes of this meeting are limited to considering the donation of certain fire equipment to the borough of Union Beach, New Jersey, and consider proposals from nearby fire departments to provide primary emergency fire services to the borough. I'm going to start with a request for somebody to move Resolution 17-69 for discussion.
Move Resolution 17-69. Declaring certain fire suppression equipment surplus and authorizing donation of said equipment to the borough of Union Beach.
Second.
Mr. Trammell won the race.
You get the next
to a seat. I just want to run through some of this equipment quickly so that we're all in the same place. Union Beach, by the way, for those of you who do not know, was very hard hit by Sandy. I think they lost four police cars, three or four fire trucks, several ambulances, and they may have lost some crew. They have not fully recovered. They've been down here. We sent the E1 to them as a donation from the town, actually a donation from the fire company. And they have looked at some of the equipment in our facility and are interested in it. For purposes of expediency, I combined two lists. I repeated a list. The first list is a list of the matters that we are declaring as surplus, and we have to do that regardless of how we dispose of them. And the second list is a list of those things which we would donate to Union Beach, and we may want to go through those. The thing that I would mark the most is number two garage heaters. They are apparently building a new fire facility. We have two gas heaters in our firehouse. And their request was, if we determine to take that building down or otherwise not use those heaters, that we eventually donate them to them. Since that was put on in the copied list, you might want to cross out number two on those items which are being donated, not those items which are being declared surplus. Or we can take them off both, depending upon what you folks want to do. Positive and negative pressure fans, fire equipment, fire gear racks, fire equipment, black fire gear. We have both black and tan fire gear. It's not a beer mixture. The black fire gear is the newer gear, which is certified. Now, the difference between them is that the certified gear can be used by a fire company and must meet certain certifications. I know that First Aid has asked for some of the gear, but they're not subject to the same certification requirements, so that gear would probably suit them well. We also want to consider whether we want one or two pieces of those gear to go to Public Works and to utilities, since they are the ones who are usually standing out in the water in the middle of the winter, which is what that gear is good for, when the pipes burst, the road bursts, whatever. But we can deal with the other gear later. Yellow bags of rescue ropes, pretty obvious. Four of the scuba air packs. Those do not contain oxygen. They contain compressed air that is used by firefighters. We have a pile of, 10 or 11 of them. And they're looking for four of the ones that are recently certified. And the rest is certified hose. We use the hose for two things. One is for the fire company, for fire departments. That has to be certified. Then we have hose that we use for things like draining our fire hydrants and the like. That does not have to be certified.
We're not donating any of that.
No. No, only the certified. So they have asked for as much of this equipment as we can provide to them. I also note that they do not have on here, and I don't know the correct name, it is, I call it a splitter. It splits between 2.5, 1 3/4 hose, maybe 3 hoses. We call it a splitter for the moment.
Siamese?
No, no, it's a...
Maybe a reducer.
Maybe a reducer, yeah.
Is it that big one diameter?
No, it's yeah, you would get attached to any of them or all of them.
It's a Siamese reducer.
actually, do you happen to know the name of that, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't see your list. I'm assuming you're talking about a Y connection.
Yeah, the problem is it's not on the list. That's why I'm having a problem with it. Okay, so I would like to add that as number 10. We'll call it the Y connector for the moment. And I should also point out, the reason that I'm the one who put this on here, the reason I'm pushing it is that we've sort of been thinking about it for a few months. And the reason we originally moved all of the fire gear into the trailer was that it was getting moldy and therefore useless in the firehouse. So right now it's sitting in the firehouse because the only other thing that we don't want to get moldy is our files, which is what we've moved into the trailer, which used to contain the fire gear. So I'd really like to move this along if we can. Anybody have questions, comments at the table?
I think SKBA should be SCBA, it's self-contained breathing apparatus.
Correct.
I claim no expertise whatsoever. Okay. And I would be remiss if I did not ask, slightly out of order, if there's anything on this particular list that was on the list that the first aid crew wanted.
We really don't know what we want.
Okay. Is there...
So my answer is
maybe.
Hose might work for us. Depending on what turnout gear you have, it might be the right turnout gear, maybe not the right turnout gear. We don't know if we have not the last look.
Okay. I'm not sure that anybody specifically asked, but we have the black and we have the tan fire gear. Okay. There's plenty of tan fire gear. So that would be... Well, the town isn't trying to pull out things that first aid wants. We're just trying to determine quickly. Okay. Subject to...
I don't know what the tan gear looks like. I have no idea what that shape is in. I don't know if it's
some of the tan gear is certified. It was all certified last year. I don't know when some of it expires as far as that certification goes, but it's all...
I'm not worried about expiration of the certification where I'm looking for that.
Right. Okay. Okay. So I think the only thing that would really come in would be the 4 scubas misspelled, and let's take a walk after the meeting and see if there's a couple that you need. Sure. Okay. Can I have a call on resolution 1769?
On a question? Is
yes,
it
sir.
Subject to what first aid needs out of that pile?
No, we just had that conversation. He said just go
is
ahead and give it away.
Is that just the scuba? Or
if he wants some of the scuba, we'll take a walk after the meeting.
Okay.
and he can pull what he wants.
Okay.
Was there anybody else interested in any of the gear other than
Beach? There was general interest, but they're the ones who kept coming back saying... we're
Union,
an extremist.
Union Beach is a good one for
they were what they were wiped out by Sam.
Yeah, right.
They were.
More questions or comments? Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Kamel?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have public comment listed after the two resolutions and after the first. Can we rearrange that public comment before the votes?
Before the votes on what?
Well, on 1770. We have one other one, but officially on the agenda, it looks like public comment is after.
Public comment is always after, yes.
Okay. There won't be public comment before?
There never has been public comment before, no. But you're requesting that there be a public comment period before.
I am.
Are we doing either or?
No, I would like to say there be a public comment before 1770, so I'm going to make that motion.
Okay. So before we go into 1770 to make sure we cover, I was going to bring you up to date on what's going on with the matters under 1770, so I'll do that. And then we can have a short public comment period and then a post-public comment period, since I assume somebody wants to read a statement or whatever. Bringing you up to date, Hightstown. Hightstown has no interest in providing services. They gave us several reasons. One, they had concerns about the sources of mutual aid. Two, they had Frost County concerns. And three, sotto voce, they didn't really want to get into this mess. The vote of their council was unanimous to say we're not interested. Two, Monroe will not change its contract. It is still as originally presented to us with the sole discretion language remaining in. At our request, at the direction of Lieutenant Knuckle of the New Jersey State Police, Sergeant Pagano drove from the Monroe Manned Firehouse to Hilltop Swim Club at 7 a.m. with zero traffic on Saturday morning, no traffic light, 8 minutes, 20 seconds. At 11 o'clock, he repeated it with light traffic and a stop at Route 33. It took him 11 minutes and 15 seconds. Lieutenant Knuckle, spelled K-N-U-C-K-L-E, is the supervisor at the Hamilton State Police Station. He invites any of you who have any question about this to call him, and he will gladly confirm the report that he gave us earlier today. If you missed either his name or Sergeant Pagano's, they're on the large board. That is Lieutenant Knuckle's direct telephone number. I believe that qualifies as neutral. At a recent county shared services summit, I spoke with Freeholder Arnone and others. I have spoken to Mr. Stout, our county fire marshal. I have spoken to Mr. Oppegard, our OEM. Each suggested strongly that it is in the best interest of Roosevelt to obtain fire services within Monmouth County and to use Millstone. Within the county, first, A, got a problem? Thank you. A, Monroe.
Is that a written requisition?
No, Mike, but you can call. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Just ask.
Okay. And we can check in a minute if I'm restating it accurately. Okay. Monroe owes its first obligation to Monroe and to Middlesex County under the various fire codes. B, there are multiple practical and procedural issues and delays working across county lines. C, going across county lines makes the considered future regionalization a more difficult problem. Millstone in particular, because they're good, because they're close, because they're in county, and because they've served us for over a decade. I do not have a letter. However, the state fire marshal, I'm sorry, the county fire marshal, was kind enough to send Mr. Hogan. Mr. Stout was going to come, but he was unable. And Mr. Hogan can confirm that either my statement is accurate or he can certainly correct it. Or if you want to ask him a question, you're more than welcome to.
Do you want to identify Mr. Hogan?
I'm sorry. Mr. Hogan is sitting in the corner there with the state fire
marshal. Fire marshal Mom again.
Thank you. Mr. Hogan, was there anything that you wanted to say in relation to this?
No, you said it all there. Your statement was accurate.
Thank you. So we now want to move into...
Can I read a statement?
Well, you just asked for a public... Yeah, go ahead.
It's from Jason Martin, the fire commissioner over at Monroe.
Yeah, Joe, pull up. Please just pull that microphone closer.
I will. I just want to make sure I can do this first. Okay. Joe, we went into closed session to discuss your proposed alterations to the contract. The board has decided to stick with the original wording for submission. It was unanimous. By removing, there is no guarantee that service should be provided. If the reference identified factors exist, we would be guaranteeing a service that isn't even guaranteed to the residents of our district. A perfect example is what happened last week, where we were dispatched to Millstone for a gas leak. We responded. During the time we were out of the district, we had two or three calls in our district. We did not drop what we were doing in Millstone and run home. We continued in Millstone, and our mutual aid departments covered the other calls. There is certainly a possibility that a mutual aid department could be delayed or would not be available, which would cause a delay. This is the nature of the beast. Nothing is ever guaranteed. Please submit the original proposal and let the cards fall where they may with who is selected. I know that you've done your best for the people of Roosevelt, and I'm sure things will work out for the best. Regards, Jason Martin.
Thank you.
Right, well. Okay.
So, can I get an idea of how many people wish to speak? If we have a pre-resolution public comment. Okay, so we're going to try to limit it to 5 minutes, folks, I guess. I'm going to ask you to stay for a little bit longer in case another question comes up in here. Thank you. Okay, so we're now going to open a public comment period limited solely to Resolution 1770, which is the selection of a fire department.
Would you like us to introduce the resolution first before
we
have public comment?
I mean, you know,
Not for the public comment.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that you're going to have to do is obviously the resolution has a blank. So before you go any further, I'd suggest you have your discussion and figure out what you want to append to this resolution, if anything, tonight, before you go too far along in this, because that's, you know, if you decide to go hypothetically with Millstone, there are still three proposals out there, and you're going to have to decide before you do anything which one you're going to vote on. So I suggest maybe hear from the public, then, you know, make a decision whether you're comfortable going with Millstone, if that's your direction, or Monroe, and then at that point maybe start the discussion about, well, if we're going to go with Millstone, which of these three proposals? Obviously Monroe only has the single proposal, you know, that with the existing language that we talked about. So it might be a good way to proceed.
Well, once we get a motion, I'm planning on doing a sub-resolution on each of them, which will quickly determine where we're going. Okay. We now open a short public comment prior to Resolution 17-70. Nancy?
Nancy Warnick, Fort Homestead Lane. I just wanted to comment that I believe it's a priority of the council to provide a safe, healthy environment for our residents and to cover emergency management services. I believe that that's paramount here, and you don't just necessarily need to take into consideration the cost. Millstone is only 3 miles away, and in order to get here, they only have one stop sign. Monroe, I believe, is 5 miles away. They have at least two stop signs and a traffic light. And they have to cross a four-lane highway, and they are outside our county. So I do urge this council, for the sake of our residents, to go with Millstone. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor?
Beth Patel, 64 Lake Drive. I want to add to what Nancy said. We're not always talking about clear conditions. And the time when we might most need emergency services are immediately following or during a blizzard or a significant storm, which can close roads. And the less roads, less miles there are, the less chance there is of happening. And the other thing is the alternatives for Millstone are either to come through Assunpink or to come around Millstone Road and down Agres. Or, you know, depending where it was blocked. Whereas I'm not sure how Monroe would get here, how far out of the way they would have to come, say, if Battleground and Butcher were closed. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Connor.
Mark Connors, 23 North Rochdale. Through this whole process, everybody's had opinions and thoughts and so forth. And I've always been amazed that nobody's come to the first aid squad who deals with emergencies in the town and say, well, what do you think? Not one person at this table has said that to us. My thought is very simple. We have a good working relationship with Millstone right now. We're well with their fire company and first aid squad. We know what they expect out of us. We know what we expect out of them. They recognize us face to face. We recognize them. It works. It will work with Monroe eventually, but there's no reason to reinvent the wheel is what I'm saying. We have a good working relationship. Monmouth County has been very good to this town, whether people realize it or not. We received $10,000 worth of radios recently for the first aid squad. The sheriff is doing a lot of things in coordination with the fire marshal's office. The county as a whole is working together very smoothly. I'd like to see us stay in the county. I don't really care which one you purchase as far as Monroe, Millstone, County Line, or whatever, but I do care, in fact, that I know this works. It works. I'd like to see Roosevelt Fire Company, but that's not going to happen. I know that. But I know that Millstone Fire Company comes here. We work with them. I'd like to see us continue with that. Don't reinvent a wheel that's already there.
Thank you. Ms. Parry?
Good evening. Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive. If you're going to go with Millstone under the circumstances of the contract, the wording of the contract, because I have read the, I've looked at them, I would urge you to do it for 1 year. And the reason is that the fire commissioners may change in Millstone next year. And they, those new fire commissioners may be more open-minded as to the increases that are in the other two contracts, may be willing to keep it a lower amount that would be based on the number of calls that Roosevelt has. So that would be my rationale for thinking that's the most prudent thing to do. Thank you.
Anybody else from the excuse me, from the public? Yes.
Lenart, 5 Elm Court. As far as these contracts, I don't see anything in any of these contracts that state fallen trees, fallen wires, flooded basements, lift assist for the first aid squad. Is that stuff covered by these fire department, these fire departments?
Millstone states that it will provide all of the services which it currently provides to its residents.
Does, do you know if that includes that? Because that's the majority of our calls here in Roosevelt.
It always
especially
has.
Especially during, you know, big storms like Sandy and when roads were pretty impassable, big blizzards, stuff like that.
They always have in the past. Mark, am I missing something?
They've always answered anything we've asked. I can't say why.
Because we're nice to them?
Thanks.
The board shall assume full responsibility for the provision of fire protection and fire suppression services within the borough of Roosevelt to the same extent and quality as it provides to the township of Millstone. Said services to be provided on a 24/7, 365 days basis.
So it really doesn't specify that that stuff would be covered. It would
no,
just be an assumption that that might be covered and it might not be.
It would be the same services. Note, for instance, that when we have downed trees, they don't come out and cut the trees. What they do is they block the road until we can get our people. Our people used to be first aid. Now it's the OEM truck and whatever, and I guess the yellow truck out there to block the roads and direct traffic. So normally what happens is either they or the state police arrive first. They do the secondary until we can get our act together.
And
but they don't remove trees unless we ask them to, which they have done in the past, but no guarantee.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. But so did Millstone from time to time.
Yeah. And the other thing is, so it's acceptable with this clause that's from Monroe that it's okay for them to decide at their discretion whether they're going to respond to our needs.
That's the decision that the council is making.
Well, I think just on the side note, I think it's pretty sad that with everything that went on, and this, of course, is an opinion, that none of this stuff was looked into and contracts obtained before we went out and rallied to vote the fire company down, because now they basically have us where they want us and we don't have a choice but to pick one of these two. And hopefully a year or two down the line, the residents of Roosevelt are not going to suffer for their decisions. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public have any comments or questions?
And just to be clear, that was the language that we asked for Monroe. When I suggested that Monroe put the exact same language.
Ah, okay.
Okay. That's what they were going to use. That is a point where.
Okay. So our special counsel has pointed out to me that the language that I read to you, Ms. Lenard, was the language that we asked Monroe to put in their contract, and they declined. Any other comments from or questions from the public? That being the case, we will close the public portion. We now move to finding what the heck I did with the, there we go, okay. Can I have a motion to open Resolution 17-70?
To open Resolution 17-70, I would to propose the adoption of the Millstone contract for 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? I'd like to point out a couple of things that were pointed out to me. Just so we're all clear.
Can I
got to find the one that.
That it was can I have discussion while you're looking for that?
No, because I'd rather hear it.
Okay.
I do listen to what you say, and I want to make sure I've got it. So.
Okay.
So that's Millstone, the 5 years Millstone 3.
No, there were some notes
number
that people gave me to fix.
Years.
Okay, well, all right. In the resolution, two things. One on the whereas clause, the first whereas clause.
On Millstone?
No, this is the resolution.
Millstone 2, 5 years is Millstone 2.
Right, but we're talking about
the resolution
itself. So Resolution 17-70, okay, in the first whereas clause, it ends, the Roosevelt Volunteer Fire Company intends to cease, strike intends to, and put in ceased providing emergency services. And then a typo, which I cannot blame on age, the last whereas, starting 3 lines down, it says inter-county matters. And then it says, current and historic pre-existing relationships with such as shared service agreements is actually repeated. So just cross out one of them. So, Joe, line, you got it? Line.
Oh, I see. That same line is repeated
right.
On the line right after that. So.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now. We had a second, right?
Yep.
Okay. Discussion at the table, please.
Could Millstone consider a 3-year contract instead of a 1, 5, or 10?
Millstone has given us 3 contracts to consider. We can't keep going back and saying, well, will you do one better, will you do one different? They gave us a range of 3.
Okay, it's the same on all 3 is why I would ask. It's the same wording for 3 years on all 3 contracts is why I would ask.
Right, but remember that from Millstone's point of view, one of the in the discussions, one of the things they've said is, remember, they also have a constituency they get voted in, okay? Just like Monroe commissioners can be voted out next year, Millstone commissioners could be voted out, which they don't want for the most part, I think. So they have to answer to their constituency, and one of the arguments that they have made is that if you combine the assessed value of Roosevelt with the assessed value of Millstone, it lowers the rate for everybody. But there's a limit on that. So if they give us the ramp up and then they stop it, then basically they've done away with that advantage. So,
okay, understood.
I'm not saying they wouldn't, but I'm just saying they gave us three to consider. I think we should.
So one more thing is, you had discussed that it would, after the fourth year at 45,000, it would go to 72,000.
Correct. You asked me to put that in the contract, yeah. And I did, and they agreed to it.
Okay.
Paragraph 5C. So the agreement we're looking at says 5 year in the upper right hand corner.
I didn't have that.
You do.
Okay, well, if that's in, thank you. Okay, and the formula for that, you said?
5C.
Yes. So, I added the following language so everybody knows what we're saying.
Okay, so it's 84,000. Oh, and I see in 71,000 here for the current year.
That's 84 million.
Okay, 84 okay. million and then 71,000.
So I'm going to read it out loud so everybody knows what we're talking about.
I'm good now that I've got it in front of me.
Okay, but the public.
Okay.
So we added the following language at Mr. Trammell's request. Solely by way of example, Roosevelt's current assessed valuation as of this date is approximately $84,500,000. It's pretty amazing to me, which would result in an effective rate of approximately 0.085 for $100 of assessed valuation, or $71,825 if calculated for the current year. Okay? So what that's saying is, could go up or down, but basically, if as of today we were doing the same rate as Millstone, that would be the number.
But Millstone's rate is 11 cents per $100.
No, Millstone's rate combined with us is 8.5 per $100.
Combined with us?
Yes. Okay. Our assessed value is $84,500,000.
Right.
If you take our assessed value and their assessed... So, let me back up.
So we're adding the assessed property values together between the two towns.
Yes. So when we calculate our taxes, for instance, okay, mm-hmm. We say, okay, we need... it's Roosevelt, so we need $100,000. Okay? Let's make it easy. Let's make it $345,000. Okay? Because there's 345 houses. And we say, okay, so we need $1,000 per house. Mm-hmm. And we then set a tax rate which would give us $1,000 per house. Mm-hmm. And that's based on what the town is worth. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you have an assessed value on your house of $100,000, then our assessed value would be, your assessed value would be 1%, $1,000. Okay. So what this is saying is, and that's how they sold it, is the assessed value in Millstone valuation is this, the assessed valuation in Roosevelt is that, and if we're calculating off the combined evaluations,
so does that
our rate goes down.
Does that mean that their taxpayers will be paying proportionally less to the fire department?
They'll also go down to 8.5, yes.
Oh, that's a good deal for them, right.
Okay. Which is how they justify the 30,000, 30,000, 45,000.
Okay, but still $11 per hundred for them?
No.
Okay, it's still 11 cents per... Okay, it's not then still 11 cents per hundred for them.
No.
Even after they raise the rate over there, when our property value gets added to their property value, and their property value is, what, 2.9 million or billion, I think.
No idea.
Okay. So our property value will make that much of a difference.
Well, you keep saying 11 cents. I don't know where you're getting 11 cents.
It was in the newspaper.
It's in the newspaper, yeah. Yeah. 10.94 cents. I'm sorry.
10.94 cents, but that does. But they're not necessarily valuing at 100% evaluation. So, for instance, when I pointed out that Monroe's rate is 13.85.
Yeah, we're talking about Millstone. I understand what you're saying about Monroe.
But when I pointed out that it was 1385, mm-hmm. it was quickly brought up that they do not do a full assessment. In other words, that number can go down or up. So I think they're at 15%. Monroe does 85% of
Monmouth is on this system of requiring the annual assessment, so keeping it at 100%. Other counties are not. Most other counties are not. So Monroe's, like any other town in any of the other counties, will drift down over time as the property values are increasing until they revalue and then it'll go up again. Mm-hmm. But that the equalization is to, they have to equalize it. If they equalize it, it pulls it up to what the same as everybody else.
Okay. Okay.
But that didn't pertain to us because Monroe was willing to give us a flat rate.
Right. Okay, but we're talking Millstone here. So I'm just trying to really, because this is from the Asbury Park Press, 10.94 cents per $100 of assessment.
So we had Mr. Markunis here at the last meeting, and he testified as to what the actual rate would be.
Right.
And you asked for a specific proof of number, basically, which we provided.
That's this at 0.085
right.
per 100, right?
Right, which is what he said, 8.5 cents per 100.
Okay, so, and I guess... Well, Mike, you know more about this, and Steve, I would ask you about this also. So we're talking the combined value of the Roosevelt assessed.
If you take both these, if you take the assessed valuation, equalized assessed valuations together.
Right, right.
Okay. So now you have a bigger base, and then you're raising a certain amount of money, so the rate becomes a function. The match
of the total.
Divide the denominator becomes
right.
total, the total base of both towns.
Right.
So there's a larger denominator, which lowers the fraction.
Okay, so the difference between 0.85 and 0.11 is like 10-15% or so, and so that would be
the
difference
that Roosevelt would be of the total valuation.
Right, so that would bring that down to 8. Okay, all right. If this is what it is, then we'll accept that. So then we're talking. So for the fifth year, we'd be talking about $71,825.
But I mean, again, and it's an example based upon where you are today. I mean, obviously.
Right, it could go down, it could go up.
So in 5 years, if they went up, it would just be incrementally, I would imagine, because they just went up from 10.94 to 11.
Yeah, they're capped just as we're capped, and then if they have to have their budgets approved by their constituency as well. So everybody has to agree that,
right.
or a majority of everybody has to agree.
And that just happened this past February.
It might actually be more favorable to us in 5 years. The simple reason that Roosevelt's pretty much built out.
Yeah.
There's not going to be much building of any consequence in Roosevelt from here on in. Millstone isn't. So 5 years from now, there may be a lot more.
They might have more of a tax base,
more
of an assessed value.
That
right.
we don't exist now, which
right.
would make the total greater in the. Thereby the amount that Roosevelt's share smaller.
Right, right. I wonder if historically if their rate has gone down or probably it's just
their
gone
rate
up.
Is their general rate. I mean their overall rate has been quite low because they one reason that they were such a rapidly growing municipality. As long as they're growing, they're getting all those added assessments in there, which is
helpful
which
for
is helping
tax
them
rate,
a great
yeah.
deal. Right, once they stop growing, that won't happen. But for now, they are.
Okay.
Other questions on the 5 year?
Yeah, I have some questions. About the length of the contract, too. What are the advantages? What do the council members feel are the advantages of going for a 5 year as opposed to a 1 year or as opposed to a 10 year with Millstone? Why pick a 5 year contract
okay.
over a 1 year?
Okay. The one year is not probably enough time for us to see. It's not, nothing's really going to change. We're still just going to be continuing the same discussion without much an opportunity to see how things are working out. Let's give. Having a few years, I was thinking 3 years. If we had done the 3 year, it would have been better, but if the choices are 1, 3, and 5, to have a few years to see the result. 10 years, we're going too far into the future, and I think that with 5 years, a new council in the near future would be able to make a determination in 5 years is not unreasonable to give them the opportunity.
And
to
my
do that.
My comment on it was that I think 1 year is way too short to make any kind of determination and for any type of consistency. 5 year gives you consistency. I mean, if it was purely my choice, I'd probably say 10 years because I know what it's going to be, and I don't have to worry about whether or not we're going to have fire coverage. On the other hand, I understand the concern about too long of a contract, and 5 seems a good middle ground. It gives us enough time to see if it's actually working, and as Michael pointed out, it gives a future council point at which they can say, okay, we've decided we do or we don't like this.
Did anyone speak to any of our financial professionals about
constantly
any of these issues? What did they have to say?
They were fine with any of them.
I spoke to Jerry Stankovich, if you want to pronounce it the right way.
Stankovich.
Stankovich.
Stankovich. Stanky. You talked to Stanky.
My mother's maiden name was Stankovich, and she's very proud of that. So so we'll go with that. Otherwise, my mother would be very unhappy, God rest her soul. His strong recommendation may surprise me. He said go for a shorter contract period as possible for your initial contract, just because it's like dating. He said you don't want to necessarily, you know, marry the person after the first date. You want a little bit of time to really look at what the pros and cons and what's going on with the relationship. And he said after a year you should be able to tell. He said, you know, kind of get a general feel for what's going on. And he's an auditor in I don't know how many towns in Monmouth County, quite a few, I think. We run into him in any Monmouth County function. He's always there, and he's always representing one town or another. But I was surprised because I went out, and I went to him, and I said, shouldn't you try to lock in at a lower rate for more years, which is generally the trade-off for going in a contract? He said, absolutely not. He said, I know about a lot of towns that are having some difficulty in negotiating the different things, and I think some members of the public spoke about some of the issues that you might run into with, you know, who's going to handle the trees, and who's going to, is that covered in the contract, and working
out. I'm sorry, please just lean into the mic. When you turn to the audience, they can't hear you.
Okay. Please. Well, now I can do it. But anyhow, a lot of those issues, I would think would be better to, and I'm kind of thinking Jerry's way now about going for a one-year contract versus something longer. I don't think he ever goes down. A fire district is never, or any in any contract, at the end of a contract period, generally, unless you're really a good negotiator, you don't sit down at the table with them at the end of the contract, and you don't always get a lower rate unless there's a lot of competition out there. But I think that I'm a little concerned about if we go with Millstone, the length of the contract. 5 years is longer than enough time to figure out the problems. And in fact, I think you could get stuck with some issues, and you really don't have any recourse because you live and die by the contract.
Okay, thank you. I think you've said that. I would point out a couple of things. One, it's not quite what Mr. Stankovich told me, but I'm going to assume that you have it in writing, Mike. But the second is that good. The second is when you say, you know, whether we can get along with Millstone. Once again, I'd like to point out that for the last 15 to 20 years, we have dealt with Millstone. Millstone has, for all intents and purposes, been our primary fire department for at least 10 of those years. When I started trying to rebuild the now non-existent fire department, which was about 9.5 years ago, we had, excuse me, three people, one of whom couldn't get in or out of a fire truck, and the other one who responded alone. Effectively, Millstone handled every one of our fire calls. In more recent years, they were as likely to be the first one there as anybody else. They have dealt with our first aid for decades. To say that we suddenly need to learn about them and it's our first date is like me saying, honey, let's not plan for the next anniversary. I know we've been married for 32 years, but I'm not really sure we're going to be around next year. That was a joke, dear.
for the record.
Okay.
But my point is, this is not a first date. This is not a first dance. This is somebody. I did let you speak. Okay. This is a relationship that has been going on for a very long time, a very close relationship. So. I'm sorry?
Over 25 years. I've been with Millstone 25 years in the company.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Mayor, not public
I just yeah. I just want to point out, just so everybody's clear, in terms of the contract itself, if there is some major breach, there is an out clause. You know, if they do not provide services to the same level and extent that they provide to themselves, you do have a 60-day period, and after that you can get out of the contract. Now, obviously, that's not because you don't like the terms of it, but if they do not provide what they promised to provide. So you do have at least some measure of being able to get out of it if there is a violation of the terms of what you agree to here.
Is that any contract, Monroe or Millstone?
No, it's the last line of the Millstone contract, number 9. And that's also, they can pull out in 90 days if they have a good 60 days. If they
no,
have
60 days.
If you don't pay that, it would have to be, you'd have to breach,
yeah.
Which essentially in your case, since really the obligation's on them to provide the service,
yeah.
That means if you stop paying them, they can give you a 60-day notice.
You have to guarantee yeah. A certain number of files.
Okay. So, Eitan. Okay. All right. Are there any other questions at the table?
So, the point is, you don't feel that that's a concern because we've had a long-term relationship with Millstone and we haven't had any problems, any major or minor problems. And they have handled everything from trees to all of the other issues.
Right, and I think it gives us consistency, predictability. Notwithstanding Jerry, I've been in business a long time, and one of the things I always want to know is what's going to happen next year and the year after that. And to the extent I can lock it down, we know for 5 years what the cost is going to be, and if at the end of 5 years we're not happy, we have 5 years in which to find someone else. Mm-hmm. So. Can I get a vote, please?
No, I'd like to bring up some. I'd like to bring up some other issues.
Okay, I've asked twice if there are other comments.
Well, people
welcome
were
to.
Still talking. I
please.
Didn't want to interrupt. So I think one crucial issue that was not brought up tonight is the fact that Millstone is all volunteer after 6 o'clock at night. According to the Red Cross, most fires do occur at night. So when you're talking about response time, you will have at night, you have to wait for Millstone to get up, leave their home, get to the fire station, suit up, and get over to Roosevelt. Whereas Monroe has a manned station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think that's something important to consider, that they are not volunteer at night the way Millstone is. As far as crossing counties, it seems to me that Monroe, in the last couple of weeks, they've been to Millstone twice. They were there for a lightning strike. They were there for a gas leak. As Joe had read, according to their letter, when they were in Millstone dealing with a gas leak, they had 3 calls in Monroe, which other towns covered for them because they would not leave Millstone in the middle of dealing with the gas leak. I think that we do have a fiduciary duty to choose the less expensive option as long as you're getting equal service and equal value from both. So, yes, Millstone is an excellent company, but they're not fire department, but they're not there at night. So to go to Monroe, who will be faster at night, and, you know, you can do all the driving that you want, but they're still in a fire truck. They have the ability to change the light. There's all kinds of weather conditions. But they can be here much faster at night, and they are less expensive. From what I've heard, utility is considering raising water sewer rates soon. So that's another consideration. We're going to be paying more for our water bill. So if we don't have to pay more for first aid and for fire and we're getting an equal service as Millstone, I think that's something to really consider. Also, the money that we save by going to Monroe rather than Millstone, we could put towards first aid, which we know needs some, you know, the first aid, they need money to rehab and renovate. So it just seems to me that I wouldn't be as quick to dismiss Monroe. I think they have things to offer that Millstone doesn't. It's, you know, it's a hard decision because we do have a long-standing relationship with Millstone. They're physically a little closer, but Monroe has other advantages as well.
I would point out that their volunteer crew is a crew of 4, which is 1 truck. So
wait,
I'm sorry, they're
who's volunteer crew?
They're on-call crew at night.
They're
is
there.
Is 4 persons.
That's
may I? Continue.
That's 4
May
people.
I continue?
4 people. Oh my God, Jeff.
May I?
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. They have 4 people. That's 1 truck. Okay? So if a call comes out, they have 1 truck. They are further away. It takes them more time to get here. So while people do have to get down to Millstone is also closer. So those tend to even out because if the paid squad goes out from Monroe and gets here, it immediately has to be followed by the volunteer crew from Monroe. We talk about the fact in the letter that that they were in Millstone, that Monroe was in Millstone. That's true, but they were there because they had been called as backup. They weren't the primary responder. And calling
my
for
point,
back.
No, but that was not my point. My point was that there were three calls in Monroe while they were in Millstone. They didn't drop everything in Millstone and run back home. They had other people. I don't dispute
right.
that they weren't the primary responders.
But that cuts both ways. If they're at a call in Millstone and a call comes out in Roosevelt, they're not going to drop everything to come to Roosevelt. So it's
well,
just
Millstone
it goes
as well. Millstone, if they're responding to a call in Millstone and they get a call from us, they have to find.
I really don't believe that I interrupted you once. So if I could please continue. Thank you. Okay. We have a fiduciary obligation, yes. We have a fiduciary obligation to be reasonable in our use of funds. But we also have a primary obligation, which is to protect the life and property of our citizens and to determine the best way to do that. It may not always be the cheapest in the long run or the short run. And while we may indeed, in the end, have a little more money to give to first aid, for the first 3 years, the amount is exactly the same. And we have not in the past increased or decreased our contributions to first aid based on the amount of money we had in-house. It was based on the requests by first aid, primarily by Jack Rent. And we've always met those requests. If he's come in and asked for 15, he got 15. If he asked for 18, he got it. If he asked for 10, he got it. I agree that costs may go up. Costs may go up for water, sewer. No, I'll rephrase that. Cost will go up for water, sewer, no matter what happens. Taxes will go up. All kinds of things will go up. Very few things are going to go down. It's a fact of life. I don't like it, but I think we're going to have to live with it. And last, the issue of how long it takes to get from Monroe to here is partially about how long it takes, but that's never been my main point. My main point has to do with swearing that something exists when it doesn't exist. So bottom line is that the amount of time that it takes for each of them to respond, Millstone has always responded promptly to us. The only thing that I know that they didn't respond to promptly was 5 o'clock in the morning at the Clarksburg Inn, which I don't think they'll ever live that one down. But I think on average, my personal opinion is that on balance, we are better off with an in-county fire department that we've dealt with for decades that is closer to us and that has always served us well. And as I pointed out at the last meeting, there are people who honestly disagree. That's fine. So I think
that is your opinion. So I was giving my opinion.
Yep.
So I didn't expect you to agree.
Okay. Mr. Tickles?
Yes. I just wanted to emphasize again that the 3-year cost is indeed the same. And from Monroe, you know, we had asked them if they would commit themselves to at least determining it based on usage, and they did not do it. They would not do so. So at this point, what happens after 3 years with Monroe is unknown as well.
We had their word.
No, the word is.
But they wouldn't put it in writing.
We can't depend on their word.
I know. That's why I didn't bring up that point.
Please, let me finish. There may be new fire commissioners there, so we may know what these people who are on the board now say they would do, and they may very well be quite sincere in that, but they may not be the fire commissioners, so they don't commit the fire district. So legally, in both cases, we have three years. The only difference is that we have a higher rate, 45, and then 72 for the next 2 years. From Millstone, we have, as opposed to no commitment one as to anything from Monroe. So that I think we're equally, had they not gone down to 30,000, there'd certainly be an argument to go from Monroe that way. The thing that I think is important is the relationship of the emergency management, the county level emergency management, that based on the conversations that the people in OEM and the fire marshal had, and the deputy fire marshal has confirmed, this is quite important from the county level because there is this hierarchy of county and state to the county to municipalities, and to have to work in a real emergency. We can say, let's say $2 a month or something, but if it came down to a real emergency and we had to have somebody coming in here, and then they could not come in because they're in a different county or aside from the physical obstacles that might be in the way, I think that would be a a true disservice to our to ourselves if we were not to have the someone in the who's part of that Monmouth County system, you know, being the fire department that way. That's what I feel is important.
I had asked our special counsel for a list of different towns that have cross county agreements because I wanted to contact them and get their opinion on how that worked, but it didn't materialize.
Yeah. Okay.
Ms. Bonar, Dr. Laputa, do you have any questions or comments?
I do.
Okay.
So the factors to me that make the most difference here are when there's a declaration of emergency, a big event. When the governor declares a state of emergency, that's when you really need to be within the county. And the reason is that the county at that point has resources that they can dispatch. If they want to cross county lines, they have to consult with the state at the Emergency Operations Center up in West Trenton. It could delay a response. And so it is essential that we have within our county our services. That becomes extremely important in the big event, the Hurricane Sandy kind of event. So that's the big event. For the every other kind of disaster, and it's hard for me to call a disaster a small disaster because every disaster is a disaster. But for smaller events, I listened to two people in this room. Bob Francis, when he says that he's worked with Millstone for 25 years. And Mark Connor, when he says, we have a good relationship. We're not just getting married. We've been working with these folks year after year, and we know how to work together as a team. We know how to get the resources that we need to bear on whatever the situation is. So those are convincing to me.
Thank you.
What's been sticking out the most to me in the two contracts, the Millstone contract, the board shall assume full responsibility for the provision of fire protection, fire suppression services within the borough of Roosevelt to the same extent and quality as it provides the township of Millstone. Conversely, we have Monroe, there is no guarantee that service shall be provided. That's not good enough. If my house is on fire, if my husband is in danger, no guarantees. I understand there's never really a guarantee, but these guys put it in writing, and I find that really kind of disturbing, whereas Millstone says the same extent and quality.
So I'd like to point out that the day that the bulletin board was torched, the day after the fire referendum wasn't passed, the bond wasn't passed, Monroe was here immediately.
I would like to point out that you called Monroe. You didn't call Millstone, and you didn't dial 911. So
well,
there's no way Millstone would have known.
I didn't do it at all. The point is they
sorry,
were
you
here.
Generic. I take that back.
But the point is they were here immediately.
So
on being called.
Okay. Can I get a... Sorry.
And I would just say that I was out at the bulletin board at an ungodly hour of the
7
morning.
7 a.m.
And state police was here very quickly. 911, they came.
When you call 911, fire will come.
Well, they were there at 7 a.m. What time did you call Monroe?
I don't know. I did not call Monroe.
Ah.
Can I get back to the...
Whatever time they called, they came immediately.
Want to go to the numbers again real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So at $72,000 a year, that would be billed by Millstone to the borough of Roosevelt?
It would go in our tax base like the school taxes.
That's the question. So it would be a tax increase, and it looks like around 200 and change, 225 a year at that
$72,000.
About 300,000 into 72. About $225 per household per year.
I would say it's less. I would say it's more like $120. I would say about $10 a month or so.
Okay, I was dividing $72,000 by 300 houses.
Yeah.
Well, we have more than 300 houses.
Okay. So taxes would go up only about 125, 150, you say?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Can I get a roll call, please?
Before you do it, I just wanted to say that I think we're really very fortunate to live in a community close to two really incredible fire companies.
Yes.
Fully trained professionals that have really great equipment, and both respond. You know, they're very active. They are here within probably roughly, I know Millstone was averaging between 6 to 10 minutes response time on average over a 3.5 year period under the required dispatch records. A little longer at night. But in a lot of communities, if you live a little further away from things in a more rural area, you're lucky if you get a fire company that can be here in 15, 20, 25 minutes. And
even in some places in New
York. We're lucky. We're also fortunate that we don't have that many house fires of all the calls. You know, a lot of them are for fire alarms at the school and this and that. But both fire companies, I'm sure, would provide adequate, more than adequate service.
Also, be glad you don't live in Texas, where if you don't pay the fee, they've been known to come out and watch your house burn down.
Yeah, right.
Which is true.
I'm objecting primarily to the contract term, so a 5-year contract, which I think that's a long period of time. And I know it's not really dated, but I'm listening to financial professionals as well as our citizens when we make financial decisions. And in the end, this has a financial component that really affects our taxpayers and our homeowners, who are really going to be priced out of this town if we continue to raise utility rates, and this looks like a tax increase to me at year 5, and I'm really concerned about that. And I know we're not supposed to make these decisions solely based on that. I'm not. I think we're lucky to have two really good fire companies that I think are both excellent. But I think we should go for a shorter term contract than 5 years. That's a long contract to
Thank you. You have made that point. Can I have a roll call, please?
Well, wait. What are you voting on now?
We're voting on the 5-year contract with Millstone. That was the motion and the second.
Millstone 2.
Would you start the roll, please?
Ms. Bona.
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton.
No.
Ms. Lapode.
Aye.
Ms. Malkin.
No.
Mr. Tickton.
Aye.
Mr. Trammell.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Then carries the 5-year contract. I will notify Millstone. Okay, we now move to public comment. Well, this is interesting. You can talk about anything you want as long as it relates to the choice of fire company. So does anybody have, or the surplus equipment? And Mark, you really ought to take a walk out there and see if there's something you want before we, okay. Well, yeah, that's true. You can speak on anything you want, we just can't respond to you. So, anybody?
I agree. The public should speak about that resolution.
Well, that you can speak
about
whatever you want.
What should be after you guys already did what you did? Because by you saying what you did, everybody, it gives me ideas. And my idea is you should stay in county. You're in this county, you should stay in the county for emergency service purposes, for all of it. 5 years is a big nut to chew. But in this case, I don't think it is. Being that 25 years on a company and working with Millstone, and they've been coming here for over 25 years. They've been doing it before I even got on a company. And I don't think 5 years is that bad. The biggest thing here, number one, is standing.
Bob, if I could, yes. County Fire Marshal would like to live his life, and I've just suggested that he might want to leave. So I just want to say thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. We all really appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Mr. Hogan.
And I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. Thank you very much.
The main points that I have is one is in county. That was my first point. I'd stay in county.
Sorry, what was that?
Pardon me?
I didn't hear what you said.
Stay in county. That would be my first point, staying in county. And we've been drilling with Millstone for over 25 years. Before I even got on the company, We have a very good working relationship with both their first aid squads. I know their first aid squad also. The fourth point that nobody even brought up, mutual aid. Who's mutual aid for Monroe? How far are they away from Monroe, from Monroe Firehouse that's on Applegarth Road? Who's there first, whoever doesn't have a call, that 911 can call? Millstone is here. The next close person, Allentown. Allentown, all fire companies have mutual aid within the area. If Millstone is busy, guess what? If Allentown is not busy, the 911 call is going to Allentown. Allentown is probably even closer than Monroe.
No.
Right on 524. They're right on 524. It's first aid squad. I used to do the elections over there. The point is, there's no big major 133 street to come around with all the construction that's going on there right now. Allentown could probably get here before Monroe. But those are some of the things that I think. And number one is in county, and we've already got over 25 years experience dealing with Monroe. That's my opinion.
Thank you.
Anybody
else from the public who has a question or a comment? Do I have a motion
to
table?
Adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstention?
Okay.